Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending May 11th, 2018. A new report released this week by Cohen Resnick found something interesting, but not surprising, in that properties financed by the federal government's Housing Tax Credit Program are operating better than in any period during the program's history. In 2016, the surveyed affordable multifamily portfolio, which consists of about 23,000 properties nationwide, reported a 97.9% occupancy rate, 1.40 debt coverage ratio, and $688 per unit per annum net cash flow. The performance of tax credit multifamily continues to be strong for many reasons, according to the report. One is the growing need for affordable housing, which supports high rates of occupancy for the properties and strong operating performance. There are 11.2 million severely cost-burdened U.S. renter households, that is, those who spend more than 50% of their income on housing, and that is projected to increase by more than 13 million by 2025. Not surprisingly, Cohen Resnick said, virtually all housing tax credit properties are fully occupied, many with lengthy waiting lists. Also, the public-private partnership structure of the Housing Tax Credit Program supports a very low rate of foreclosures compared to other types of real estate. Authorized under the Internal Revenue Code Section 42, the administration of the Housing Tax Credit Program resides primarily with state credit allocating agencies. The real strength of the Housing Tax Credit Program, at least compared to most other federal affordable housing programs, lies on its reliance on sophisticated capital, according to the report. Ultimately, the success of housing tax credit investments is collectively guaranteed, and that's guaranteed in quotes, by stakeholders who share common goals. In March, Congress passed an omnibus spending bill that included two key improvements to the housing tax credit program. The bill provided for a 12.5% increase in the housing credit allocation for each of the 4 years from 2018 to 2022, which is a significant step toward addressing the rising demand for affordable housing. The bill also included an income averaging provision that would allow the 60% area median income ceiling to apply to the average of all apartments in a project rather than each individual apartment. These provisions were crucial additions to offset the impact of the reduced corporate tax rate enacted in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed in December, which is projected to reduce tax credit equity. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.